Welcome to the Be Moved and Bloom podcast. If you're ready to dive deep, find incredible inspiration, and let yourself bloom into who you're truly meant to be, you're in the right place. Here you'll find transformational stories, spiritual tools, and practical wisdom to help you be your best self. Get ready to be moved and bloom.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to Be Moved and Bloom, the podcast. I'm Louise Holcomb, your host, and I am so grateful to be sharing this new episode with you. I'm so grateful for you being here and listening. It means the absolute world to me that you're here with me on this journey of the pod. I really mean it. I'm so glad to sit down at this microphone every week and share what's on my heart and mind, as well as all the incredible guests that we get to have on and share them with you. So just deepest, biggest thanks. I want to make a point of saying thank you to you more this season, this year, 2022, this beautiful expansion that we have of year out in front of us. And I, for one, am very excited. If you listened to the last episode where I went into some lessons I learned, some big lessons that I learned from 2021 and what I'm bringing into this year, if you haven't listened yet, go ahead and listen. Once you're done with this one, you can always binge them. But it was that episode really was powerful for me to make, honestly, because I feel like I'm someone who doesn't always take a moment to reflect. I do often take pauses, you know, to breathe and, you know, calm myself down a lot of the time. And just pausing in general and making sure that I'm on track and feeling good. But it's not that often that I actually pause to reflect on how things have been. So obviously, you know, maybe you've been doing the same, having just celebrated the new year. And maybe you're a person who does reflect, especially, you know, it's just nice to have these milestones of the year to remind us that we can take a moment to reflect. But honestly, I feel like 2021 flew by, and I'm sure I'm not the only one that feels that way. Yeah, it's just a bloody roller coaster, isn't it? Life. Life, the universe, and everything. Anyway, that was a long-winded way of saying I'm very grateful to have you here, and I do want to make it a point this whole year to share that with you. I'm trying to make it a point in general more to share compliments or gratitude or whatever's actually on my mind and heart in person with people. Like, because when it happens quite a lot, like I'll see, you know, somebody wearing an amazing outfit or somebody just being really kind and, or, you know, anything, just being themselves, just being normal and, you know, being kind, being generous. And I'm trying to make it more a point just in myself and in my life to notice those things and to tell people, you know, when I love what they're wearing or tell them that they look absolutely beautiful and things like that. Because who doesn't love to receive a compliment from a stranger? As long as it's not a sleazy, creepy one. We've all had plenty of those, and yeah. But I'm completely rambling. With this introduction, what I did want to share was that this year, another thing that I'm doing is from January to July of 2022, every bit of content that I'm sharing, not every bit, but the vast majority on the podcast and also over Instagram and within my email newsletter and also in the Be Moved Yoga Telegram group, is going to be themed, or is at the moment. So from January to July, I'm actually looking in depth at each one of the seven major chakras. And you may know a little bit about the chakras from the two episodes that I did, which was kind of a big overview of the chakra system. You can always go back and listen to those ones as well if you haven't already. But this month, January 2022, is all about the root chakra. That's what we're looking at this month. And this is the Chakras in Depth series across all platforms. And so this episode, today's episode, I'm going to be really diving into specifically what it means to have an imbalance or a balance within the root chakra. And we'll go into a little bit again about what the chakras even are, the entire system within the body, the astral body, as it's known in the yogic science. Astral body, sometimes it's called the spirit body, or the cosmic body. There's many, so many words. But the way I learned it was the astral body, and that's the, you know, like the energetic body encompasses part of the astral. So before we get into all of the details, that's what's going on. This month, we're talking about the root chakra. We'll be discussing it in detail, and we'll go through those seven major chakras from now until July. July will be crown and everyone in between from now till then. And after July, there will be a couple of new themes coming in for the remaining months of the year. I'm also sharing a monthly chakra class online live via Zoom. This month's root chakra class, we already just had it on January 8th. So these classes, if you are around for the next one in February, the next one after that in March, it's going to be once a month classes live on Zoom, and these are donation-based classes. So all you have to do is show up, and you know, donations are welcome, of course, gratefully received, but not strictly necessary. So they're open to absolutely everyone, accessible to absolutely everyone, and you'll just join me via Zoom. And the way you can access the Zoom link is by becoming a part of the Be Moved Yoga Soul Support Telegram group. So Telegram, the app, if you are unfamiliar, it's similar to WhatsApp. It's basically the same. It's just got different theme and it's not owned by Mark Zuckerberg. So you can join us over there. It's a beautiful community where, in addition to these live classes, I also share bi-weekly yoga videos, yoga practices, usually about 30 minutes, nothing too crazy, and totally accessible to everyone, trauma-informed classes. And we just share what's on our minds, we share motivation. I usually ask everyone's intentions for the week, or if you have a theme or a word of the week that you're thinking of and working with, as well as obviously we're all sharing our New Year's words and intentions as well this past month. And it's just an absolutely lovely community that I'm really grateful to be facilitating, and I would love to have you there too. So if you do want to join those live classes, all you have to do is get in the Telegram group, and the link is linked here in the show notes. You can also find the link on bemovedyoga.com on the homepage. And if you're an Instagrammer, you can find the link in my Instagram bio profile link page, the link tree that's on my Instagram. I don't know why I can't string those words together. But it's the link in my bio, and that is at Be Moved Yoga on Instagram. So super excited to have you in there and sharing these classes. The last one we did for the root chakra was very well received. It was amazing to share it live with so many of you. And actually my mom joined as well, which was a surprise. I didn't know she'd be jumping on live. She lives in Germany. I live in Las Vegas. So we don't get to see each other, you know, in person a lot at all, and in Zoom not that much either. So it was so lovely having her there and getting to share a beautiful healing grounding practice with everyone, including my mum. So obviously it's an extremely welcoming space and we'd love to see you in there. That's what I have to say about that, about these monthly classes. I'm really excited about this whole series of the chakras in depth because they really, really apply to so many, they basically apply to every area of life, the chakra system. And they really explain a lot. So this was a, like I said, a rather long introduction, but I'm going to go ahead and start diving into in depth about the root chakra. So like I said, you can always listen to the chakra kind of introduction to the chakras, two episodes that I released back in, I want to say in October. I could look, but I'm not going to look right now. but there's two episodes. It was one after the other, I believe, of solo episodes giving a broad overview of kind of all seven of the major chakras. But just as a reminder, or if you haven't gotten to listen to those episodes yet, what I'm referring to when I say the word chakra or the chakra system is rooted in the yoga philosophy, yogic science, and it's rooted in the science of Ayurveda, which is basically comes from the same teachings. It comes from the teachings the same as the yogic scriptures and the Hatha Yoga Prindipika and all of that, and the Upanishads and the Bhagavad Gita. They're all rooted in, you know, not the same text, but the same body of philosophy and science. So it's more than 5,000 years old. Some scholars say it's actually probably more than 10,000 years old. And the science of Ayurveda, which Aya means life, and Veda is the study or the teaching. So Ayurveda translates from the Sanskrit roughly to the science of life. And it's a complete holistic system of viewing the world, understanding the world, and understanding humanity as a intricate part of the rest of the fabric of the universe and not separate from it, and everything intertwined and connected. And Ayurveda is a science and a system and a medical system that is still in practice today in India and actually all over the world as well. And I was introduced to it on my 200-hour yoga teacher training in Shivananda Yoga and Ayurveda. That was the title of the training. And it was a really deep, immersive dive into yoga philosophy, obviously into the physical practice of yoga, and into Ayurveda, which I knew a little bit about, like I dabbled in just reading about it before I took this training. But it was largely why I was drawn to this particular training. And I am not an expert in Ayurveda. It is a massively complex science. I've said a few times on the podcast, and I feel like I say it often in life, I'm not a, you know, world-renowned expert on Ayurveda, but what I do share about it is what I have personally experienced with it. And so that's the way that I like to learn. And it's also the way that I like to share what I've learned, because I feel like if we've actually had experience with something, had results from something within our own personal lives, and, you know, understand something from experiential doing, then it's better that way. It's how I learn. I learn by doing, and I definitely learn by making mistakes. So what I've learned from the science of Ayurveda is that, well, first of all, the chakra system, let's backtrack a little, because I could talk about Ayurveda for hours and hours, and I am probably going to make a podcast series episode, like not a new podcast, but I'm probably going to make a few episodes simply about Ayurveda, because it's such a massive subject that permeates everything, and I love to talk about it. So the chakra system within the body, our entire bodies and beings are, in the yoga philosophy, in the philosophy of Ayurveda, we have many layers to ourselves. We have our physical body, and then we also have our energetic body. We have our mind, our mental body. We have all these different layers to ourselves. You know, we're not just flesh and blood, and we're not just thought. We're all of it combined, right? We have a beating heart, and we have a mind, and we have a body that carries us around. We also have a soul that lives inside of all of it. And so the chakra system within the body, it's actually, you know, not in the physical body. It's not something we can see with our eyes. If we were to, you know, slice our body open, you couldn't see these entities, these chakras. But what they are is they're made of energy. So the word chakra in Sanskrit translates to wheel. And so chakras are often described as being like spinning wheels of energy within the body. And they're spinning because they're always moving. The energy is always moving. And if there is any kind of depletion, or if there's any kind of blockage, or if there's any kind of overactivity within the chakra, we are going to experience discomfort or disease in some way, dis-ease, unease, or actual disease, like turning into physical illness. And so that's basically what the chakras are. And we have hundreds of chakras all over our bodies. We have chakras in the palms of our hands, on the soles of our feet. We have them on the top of our head, our forehead. We have them all over our ears. They're all over the body. But often, particularly when we're, you know, if you Google chakras or anything like that, you'll learn that there are seven. So there are seven major chakras, and these are in direct alignment with the spinal column. And within the spinal column, in the energetic body, which is where these chakras, these wheels of energy, reside, in the spinal column is the channel by which the energy flows. So it's sometimes known as like the energetic, like superhighway. It's called the Sushumna in Sanskrit. And these seven major chakras, these seven points that are in alignment with the spine, the spinal column, and the Sushumna, when they are all balanced and open, and the energy is able to flow from the base of the spine up the spinal column and up the Sushumna to the crown of the head, is when we can really feel, well, first of all, they say that's when the Kundalini energy flows to the crown, and you'll experience samadhi, enlightenment. But even if that, you know, doesn't quite happen, if those energy channels and if the energy channel and the those energy centers, those chakras up the spinal column, are open and are in balance, then all the energy will be able to flow throughout the whole body, and we'll feel balanced, we'll feel well and healthy and happy and in our optimal state of being. So So the chakras are, you know, a really important point to think about when we think about our overall well-being. My introduction to them on my yoga teacher training in Shivananda Yoga, part of the practice and the discipline of Shivananda Yoga in particular is that it's a set sequence of asana, of postures, which work not only with the physical body, but also with the energetic body and all of the layers of our being. But in particular, these 12 postures, which are part of the set sequence, which are done in a particular order as well, are said to, and I've definitely felt it, and know it to be true, that they work to balance each of the chakras, the 7 major chakras. And so this was my kind of big, like, my mind being blown, big introduction to the chakra system and to this a whole other layer of understanding human health, really, through balancing the chakras with movement and also with what we're eating, what we're, you know, how we're moving our bodies, the water that we're drinking, the activities that we're doing, making sure that, you know, all areas of our lives are in balance. And if there's an imbalance somewhere, actually looking at that and seeing what it's affecting. So that is kind of that overview of the chakras. Super, super quick. Like I said, I'm not a expert by any means in Ayurveda. I'm really an advocate for it, and I'm fascinated by it because of how much it's helped me. It's helped me, honestly, it's helped me heal my relationship with my body, like 1200%. That's down to my understanding of Ayurveda. Because before learning about Ayurveda and before learning this philosophy of yoga, I was in a very self-destructive relationship with my own body and very extremely critical of myself, and also had very disordered eating patterns, which I've talked about this before on the pod, but, you know, to refresh your memory, you can go back and listen to the first episode to get a real deep dive into how much this yoga training changed my life. And with that, the learning about Ayurveda, because that was part of it. But yeah, this episode, like I said, is dedicated to the root chakra. And this is such a crucial one, because I feel like now more than ever, like since the pandemic and even before that was a thing, before the pandemic hit, I feel like our world in general, we've been in a kind of crisis of imbalance, particularly in the root chakra. So I'll explain what I mean by that. The root chakra is, first of all, it's located in the base of the spine. It's the very bottom part of the spine. It's also connected in the physical body to the whole lower, the organs that are lower than the spine, the base of the spine. So the anus, the sex organs, and it's also connected with the legs and feet. And so, like, remember that it's energetic. It's in the energetic body, but it also corresponds to these parts of the physical body. Root chakra imbalance. Well, first of all, so the root is associated. Each of the chakras has particular associations. And when we begin to look at those areas of our lives, or, you know, those parts of the body or those states of being that the or emotions as well that the particular chakra is associated with, we can really start to see whether we're feeling good in that area of our life or if we are not. And if we're not, that means there's some indication to tell us that there's either an overactive or underactive or blocked chakra at play. So the root is the first. Some people call it the first chakra. It's the first of the seven major chakras in the body. And it's associated with feelings of being grounded, because it's the root. It's associated with feelings of safety and of just being centered and balanced. And when any chakra is out of balance in some way, whether underactive or overactive, or if there's a blockage and the energy is unable to flow through it, then this can cause physical and emotional symptoms within us. So from that energetic part of the body, from the energy body, we can feel emotional and physical and mental symptoms when there's something wrong. So this is why learning about the energetics is so massively important. Because remember, obviously, everything is energy, which is something I mentioned in those two episodes dedicated to the chakra system. Everything's energy, so when we break it down, literally, we're just made of trillions of atoms of energy vibrating and moving, and everything's moving all the time. And so we can feel someone's energy, for example, when they enter the room. We have our auras, which are the energetic field around the body, and it's not like woo-woo crazy, it's really physics. To understand that, because everything comes down to energy. And so that's why I love to really dwell on the chakras, because when you understand the chakras and we understand our relationship with our own bodies, including the chakras, it helps us in so many ways. So chakras can become blocked due to so many different things like stress, past traumas, and emotional discomfort are some of the ways that they often get blocked. But it's also very easy, it's not always easy, but there are simple ways to unblock them as well. And so the reason I say that the whole world is experiencing disconnect and imbalance within the root chakra in many ways, particularly exacerbated by the pandemic, I believe, is because there is this enormous imbalance within the world in terms of personal safety and personal security. There's a massive financial imbalance in the world, obviously. There's huge amounts of poverty and huge amounts of wealth, very unevenly distributed. And this obviously leads to, in a great many people, a sense of scarcity and a sense of not feeling safe and secure, within our finances, a financial situation, and that can go for those who are, feeling like they are helpless to the fact that their finances are not high in some way. And also it can apply to those whose finances are in overflow, but they may feel like there's never enough and there's always that sense of scarcity still. But that's just one example. But this is one way that the root chakra imbalance shows up in our world. Something that is so important to note about the root chakra, it's also called Muladhara in Sanskrit, is that it's our most instinctual chakra. It's the first, chakra one, and it's a place where we hold past memories, and it was also the place that is our deepest connection to the earth. And so when you think about, you know, I'm always thinking about things in terms of our relationship to our own pasts and our own traumas. And if we've experienced any kind of trauma, any kind of traumatic memory, which most of us have, and that includes the reaction that we have to stresses, and obviously I don't know anyone who doesn't experience some kind of stress, some level of stress. All of these things, trauma and stress, connect back to our root chakra. And if we have experienced those things, the root chakra is where we hold on to those memories, those perhaps traumatic memories. And that's another reason why I say that this whole world, like so many people in the world now, and it's been going on for a long time, have some kind of imbalance within the root. We have so many of us who are, you know, going through life extremely traumatized and extremely unbalanced due to that. So again, another reason why it's cool and also why it's kind of vital to learn about how to bring balance to these parts of our bodies, to the chakras.
If the new year and 2022 energy has got you feeling like you need an upgrade, you want a new look for your website, if you're a small business owner, if you need extra support getting your site up and running and able to support your business's growth, then I want to introduce you to this episode's sponsor, Jennifer Larkin Design. Jennifer has recently launched her business of these absolutely gorgeous website templates. If you have a business of any kind, you need a website. And let me tell you, I learned the hard way of creating a website and it being very challenging for me when I first began Bee Moved Yoga. Jennifer has made it so easy for you to create an absolutely stunning website with her collection of templates. These website templates are made for small businesses, with small businesses in mind, specifically for coaches and designers. All of the templates are inspired by nature and by her global travels. She is, as well as a business owner, she is a fashion model and she's traveled the world, and she just has the eye for design, having worked in fashion so long as well. Also made it super easy, so all of the templates are drag and drop, similar to Adobe Photoshop. And they all include a homepage and about, contact, offerings, and all the links pages you need, as well as support from Jennifer. And another thing she's offering, and this is something that I'm very excited to dive into more as well, is Pinterest management. So if you have a business, you may be aware that Pinterest can hugely boost and help get more reach for your business, reaching millions of people every day. And Jennifer is offering Pinterest management to create and maintain your Pinterest account with four different tiers for all budgets with different deliverables. If you've been struggling to market your business, or if you feel overwhelmed by all of the daily tasks as a small business owner, I cannot recommend investing in a Pinterest manager enough. Pinterest is a search engine, so it's used by millions of people to search for brands just like yours. You can literally sit back and watch the business grow as Pinterest continues to work on autopilot to promote your posts without you paying for ads and having to deal with all of that. Jennifer has also very kindly offered Bee Moved and Bloom listeners a discount code for each of these services she's offering. you can use BeMovedYoga20 as a discount code for 20% off of any of her website templates. Or I'll also drop the link in the show notes for you here. And you can receive 10% off of her Pinterest management services at all the four different tiers. She ranges in budgets from $150 to $850 per month with all different levels. And you can receive 10% off with the code BeMoved10 or the link in the show notes as well. So there's two links for you, two discount codes to use on jenniferlarkindesign.com. That's Jennifer spelled J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R, Larkin, L-A-R-K-I-N, design.com. So I am so excited for you to try out Jennifer's offerings, and I'm excited to try it out myself. She is absolutely wonderful. Everything she creates has such a beautiful aesthetic, and you can tell that she really cares about helping small businesses succeed from everything she does. So, like I said, check out the show notes for both links for those exclusive offers for Be Moved and Bloom listeners, and you can just watch your business soar. So with that, I want to thank Jennifer once again for sponsoring this episode, and I will see you back in the show.
I'm just going to share now a few of the associations with Muladhara Chakra and then symptoms of, like, how to recognize symptoms of a blocked root chakra. So each of the seven major chakras is also associated with a color. The color most often associated with Muladhara Chakra, with the root, is red. And its element is earth, and the connecting element, there's also, this is from the philosophy of Ayurveda, each chakra is synced up with one of the five elements. And the element associated with the root chakra is earth. Earth encompasses everything that's of the earth, rock, grass, trees, you know, the entire earth is connected with the root chakra. And when our root chakra, feels balanced and open, we will feel, first of all, safe. We will have a sense of being connected, which is key to our feeling safe. If we feel connected to something, if we feel stable, we'll feel secure in, you know, whether that's within our own bodies, whether that's within our relationships, our finances, we'll just feel that sense of security and safety. And we'll also feel a lot less fear. We'll be able to try new things. We'll be able to just face opportunity with less fear or without any fear. We'll have a strong immune system as well when the root chakra is in balance, and we'll be able to have more energy, we'll feel more trusting, and there will be a healthy sense of self-esteem when the root chakra is in balance. And let me tell you, having learned all of this to do with the chakra system and to do with the system of Ayurveda, in relation to my own life, looking back, I can see that throughout almost my whole life, I have had major root chakra imbalance. And, you know, for most of my life, and it's funny speaking about it, because it's obviously only with hindsight that we're able to look back and really see these things. Having got this background and learning and understanding of what was going on back then, now with this knowledge of the chakra system and the yoga philosophy and everything. But I, you know, my previous life, pre-yoga, was basically walking around in a total state of ungroundedness, of dissociation a lot of the time, feeling out of my body, not connected to my body, and in quite kind of disregard of my body, a lot of self-disgust and self-loathing, as well as just this sense of scarcity, first of all, and feeling deeply unsafe on some level, even though I, you know, consciously knew that I was safe, I certainly didn't feel safe most of the time, and part of that was because of things that I experienced. And I think that things like, you know, getting robbed or mugged or beaten up by strangers at times, you know, I grew up in kind of a rough area. So these things happened more frequently than anyone would like. but I believe, so that's a part of why I didn't feel safe inherently. But I think a lot of those things probably happened to me because of my energy of not feeling safe as well, you know, because like attracts like. And I'm not saying that I caused it to happen or that anybody causes those things to happen and, you know, it's their fault in some way, but it's just interesting looking back and seeing how much of an imbalance root chakra I had back then. And it's something I've put a lot of energy into looking at and healing, but obviously it's a work in progress. You know, sometimes, some days I'm extremely ungrounded still. And what I mean by ungrounded is, you know, living in your head. Anxiety is a state of ungroundedness. Anxiety is also something that I learned I had been living with my whole life and kind of was not very conscious of it when I discovered yoga, when I took this teacher training, really. And so I'm sharing a lot about my personal experience, obviously, but maybe you can also, having been given those examples, see areas of or times of your life where maybe your root was imbalanced in some way. The pandemic is an example of us collectively feeling imbalanced within the root chakra, like especially when the news kind of was first coming out about what was going on and how scary it was and how it made this sense of scarcity so much more prevalent, with, you know, people going to the shops and hoarding hundreds of packs of loo roll and, you know, and soap and hand sanitizer and things like that. You know, that happened. Isn't that crazy? That was only like less than 2 years ago. And so, you know, when something threatens our sense of safety and it feels like it's threatening our survival, you know, that's the same as the trauma response. That's when that fight or flight or freeze response kicks in and we're in survival mode and we're, you know, fucking fighting for our lives, fighting for that last pack of toilet paper because of that sense of scarcity. So that is a real world example of imbalance within the root chakra. Symptoms, you know, further symptoms of a blocked root chakra in terms of the physical body. Like I said, all of the chakras relate to different parts of the physical body, different organs and different areas of the body. And so the root is associated, some of the organs and some of the parts of the body that the root chakra is associated with are the pelvis, the adrenals, the spine, the spinal column, and the bones, the teeth, the anus, and the bladder. And it's also associated with blood circulation, the tailbone, because that's where it resides in the physical body, and the legs and the feet. So from that list, if you have any pain or if you have any health issues relating to any of those areas, that's also an indication that your root chakra is imbalanced in some way. So like if you have foot pain, leg pain, you know, issues within the bladder or in the bones or the teeth, anything like that, there is a link to the root chakra there. An imbalanced root chakra also causes, you know, symptoms of it are that causes low energy. So if you're feeling depleted, you know, it's connected with the adrenals. So any kind of adrenal fatigue or depletion within the adrenals obviously causes low energy. That's a sign of an imbalanced root chakra right there. A weaker immune system is also a sign that it's imbalanced. Sexual dysfunction and a tendency towards cravings and addictions is also a sign of imbalance within the root chakra, as well as being underweight or severely overweight. Those are another sign that there is an imbalance within the root chakra. And, you know, being over or underweight is so personal, so I'm not gonna dwell on that too much. That's just in my book about the chakras. But I will say that anything to do with disordered eating or dysfunctional eating in some way is a symptom of something else underlying. And addiction, whether it's addiction to foods, certain foods, or whether it's addiction to controlling the amount that you're eating, those are also all symptoms of something else and something deeper going on, aka some kind of trauma. Like, there's no doubt in my mind about that. There's always something else underlying anything to do with disordered eating patterns. It's always trauma. It's almost always. And so I shouldn't laugh like that, but I am laughing because I feel like everything comes back to trauma and our relationship to it. So obviously, from that list of things, you know, a weaker immune system, low energy, addictions in some way, or issues with weight in some way, these are super common symptoms. And so that's another kind of reason I say many of us, and maybe the whole of this Western society in general, has a imbalance within the root chakra. And really a lot of that comes down to this society, and many of us here are traumatized in some way. Like, there's been a lot of awful things happening, and we just keep on plowing through with it anyway, with capitalism and everything. And, you know, a lot of us haven't healed these traumas and these stresses and imbalances. And so hopefully this episode helps you to gain some clarity on the root and on ways to balance it. So that's kind of all the doom and gloom, the imbalances. However, there are so many things you can do to bring balance back to your root chakra and to your whole system in general. But I believe that starting with the root is a really great place to start for so many of us, for those reasons I just said, because I feel like lots of us have an imbalance in the root. And even if we are consciously aware of it and we work on, you know, helping ourselves to feel grounded, to feel safe, we live in this crazy, fast-paced world. We live in COVID times now, as well as, you know, just general craziness of technology speeding up and the world just being a mad place sometimes, honestly. And so, you know, even if you are listening and you're like, yeah, I've worked on my root, like, we're cool. I feel like it's always something that's a good idea to reflect back on and just connect back with. you can really connect to your chakras and, you know, ask those parts of yourself what they're needing in the moment, things like that. There's many, many different ways for the root chakra to be stabilized and be brought back into balance. So I'm going to go through a few different modalities. First of all, connecting to nature is one superb way to balance your entire being. It's a superb way to balance your mind, your entire chakra system, but in particular the root, because remember the element that's connected with the root chakra is earth. And so whenever we connect back with nature, spend some time in nature, whether it's alone or with people we love or with strangers, you know, any kind of connection with nature is good for our physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being. It's honestly such a cure for everything. But in particular, it's great for balancing the root chakra. So definitely first things first, if you have noticed from listening to this episode so far, if you've discerned that you think you might have some imbalance within your root, which, you know, it's pretty likely. I'm not saying that you definitely do, of course, not here to judge you, but just from my experience and with what's going on right now in the world, lots of us have that imbalance. I'm including myself in all of these points. So connecting with nature is probably number one thing I would say. Number one best way to help you to ground yourself, literally, ground your energy and feel that sense of connection to something bigger, which also allows us to feel that sense of safety that there's, you know, this whole beautiful world around us and we're here, we're in this body, we get to walk through the world and enjoy the bounty of nature, we get to enjoy this earth. And it's difficult to feel that way when we're stuck hustling in our job, or we feel like we have absolutely no time to ourselves, or we, you know, are surrounded by concrete all the time and screens all the time, and we don't get a chance to disconnect and take in fresh air and see the trees and see the soil. You know, it's easy to forget that we are part of nature, but we are, and as soon as we return to it, we remember that we are part of it. So I would say number one way to ground yourself and to begin to unblock and heal the root would be to connect with nature. Other ways include affirmations and meditating. So first of all, meditations for the root chakra are extremely powerful. I have done many and continue to do many, and also share them in my classes and things like that. There are lots of guided meditations available on YouTube, for example, or on Insight Timer. I have a few meditations on Insight Timer, by the way, little plug. That's the free meditation app. There's Headspace, there's so many meditations. There's specific mantra, for example, the Bija mantra, which I mentioned in the podcast that was only about the overview of the chakras. You can always chant mantra. I'm literally reminding myself of which is which. So the Bija mantra for the root chakra is the syllable Lam, L-A-M, Lam. And you can chant this mantra, you know, you can always look up a video and hear how it's pronounced and have a little music behind it and chant that mantra for sound healing. Self-sound healing is a really beautiful way to get yourself into a calm state grounded, safe, connected, and the vibration is deeply healing to the root chakra. You can always do a visualization meditation as well. Some meditations that I like to share involve, you know, visualizing that you're growing roots yourself, growing roots out from the base of your spine and connecting yourself into the earth. There's a lot of meditations like that are available online, guided meditations, or you can just do it for yourself. You can just find a quiet place, even if it's for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, you know, it doesn't have to take a long time to get amazing results for yourself and for just resetting, releasing stress and grounding your energy. I'm saying the word grounding a lot because that really is the antidote to an unhealed or imbalanced root chakra or depleted root chakra, is grounding. Affirmations as well. Affirmations are phrases or single words that you can repeat out loud or in your head to yourself throughout the day. In the morning especially is very potent, or right before you go to bed. Repeating them helps to, you know, it might feel silly at first, like repeating these statements to yourself, especially out loud, it might feel weird at first, but the repetition is very important because it helps to embed it within the subconscious. And our subconscious mind is controlling 95% of our brain, really. It's controlling us. It's controlling what we're doing, even though we're unaware of it. It's kind of running the show in the background. And it's running the show based on programming that we learned within the first 7 years of our life. So a lot of the time that means that we are going about our day and reacting to things rather than being consciously aware of, you know, situations or people or things that come up in our day. And rather than responding consciously, we react unconsciously. And so repeating affirmations and repeating, you know, meditations even within our, throughout our day, like repeating affirmations first thing in the morning and then throughout the day, helps to embed them into the subconscious. And when they're embedded within the subconscious, it's like a program running, like putting a video on or, you know, playing something in the background. So some affirmations that are very healing specifically for the root chakra, these are I am statements. So they begin with I am and you state them in the present tense. Things like I am eternally safe, or even just I am safe. It's one I use a lot. I love my body. I feel safe in my body. I am right where I need to be. That's a big one if you experience any kind of anxiety or stress around, you know, whether you're doing the right thing or you're in the right place. I am right where I need to be. I am centered. I am grounded. I am connected to all that is around me. I am worthy. That's a really big one as well, because that comes back to that sense of scarcity and self-worth. And when we feel like we are lacking in self-worth, even if it's unconsciously, which so often it is, then if we feel like we're lacking in self-worth, then we feel like we're unworthy of receiving the things that we actually want. And that's why we feel in that state of scarcity. So affirmations like, I am worthy of all things wonderful. I am worthy of receiving everything I desire. Things like that are super, super powerful for healing the root. Affirmations also like, I have everything I need, is a big one to release that sense of scarcity or lack. I have everything I need. And I trust my body. and its love for me. There are so many. I'm reading off some that I wrote earlier, but you know, you can make up your own affirmations. Like I said, it might feel a bit weird or silly to say them out loud at first. You could also, something that I've done recently actually, is you can record yourself saying these affirmations and play it to yourself, either in the morning, like a little guided meditation, or you can play it while you're going to sleep, or even throughout the night, just have it in your ears, very low volume. And this will help to, again, reprogram that subconscious mind. You can make yourself a voice memo of yourself saying these things just in your phone. You can even add a little bit of background music if you feel adventurous. And that is a really powerful way to use affirmations in a way that it's, you know, it's ready to go. You just plug it in and play into your ears, your own voice saying these powerful affirmations. Before we wrap this up, another couple of ways that you can heal the root chakra, a few really powerful ways. It wouldn't be a holistic system if we didn't talk about the physical body. And what does the physical body need in order to survive? We need food, of course, and water, of course. So all food carries specific energy. This is something I learned again from studying Ayurveda. But again, it comes back to the fact that everything contains energy, everything is energy. Certain foods, like fresh food, and especially fresh organic food and foods that are from the earth and not processed, contain a lot of prana, which is life force energy. And, you know, all fresh food has higher prana than boxed food or processed food or previously prepared food. So in general, even if you just use that as a very basic guideline, eating more fresh foods and eating more whole foods rather than highly processed or foods that are, you know, looking very different to how nature created them, that is going to help heal the physical body, and it's going to help to heal the mind and the emotions and the chakra system immensely. But also, there are these particular foods which are grounding that you can eat, or you can add more of your more of these foods to your diet in order to feel more grounded and to start to heal the root chakra. So grounding proteins, and again, as I'm saying this, remember that everyone's body and everyone's unique digestive system is very different, and so the foods that I'm saying, you know, may or may not agree with you, you may or may not like the taste of them, but these are just a few suggestions for things that are grounding. In general, foods which are heavier, foods which are prepared with a little bit of oil, and warm foods are going to be a lot more grounding than anything that is served cold or anything that doesn't contain any oil, or things like, you know, things like a frozen smoothie is not a grounding food because it's served cold, first of all, and because it contains a lot of airy foods rather than grounding foods. Foods which are grounding, like red fruits and vegetables, red apples, strawberries, pomegranates. Remember that red is the color that's associated with the root chakra. So if you eat red foods, you are helping to connect with and to bring balance to the root. Red cabbage, cherries, tomatoes, beetroot is a big one. Any root vegetable, because it's the root. Any root vegetable such as potatoes or sweet potatoes, beetroot, carrots, onion and garlic, and parsnips, anything that's grown in the ground has that energy of the earth more potently than foods which are, you know, like a tree nut or a tree fruit. Anything that's grown in the ground is going to be extra grounding. Grounding proteins include things like quinoa, rice, really any warm served grain, hemp seeds, pumpkin seeds, and chia seeds, hemp milk, edamame, spinach, broccoli, almonds, and tahini, and peanut butter, almond butter, or any kind of nut butter. Nuts are pretty grounding because they are oily, and they're also a pretty heavy and dense food. So those are, like I said, they're just a few examples of many. If you take a quick Google search, or if you look in a book about Ayurveda or a book specific to the chakras, you will learn more, of course. And a couple of other points, important points to note regarding bringing balance to the root chakra are, you know, the physical and emotional healing. So, like I said, any kind of imbalance in the root, in some way or another, I believe, is connected with trauma in some way, trauma and stress, which our body doesn't know the difference between. So doing things, first of all, that help us to de-stress, doing emotional healing and mental healing within, you know, whether it's talk therapy or whether it's within your own yoga practice or a whole medley of practices that you do to heal from trauma, is going to help to balance the root chakra, because the root is all about, remember, it's about being grounded, stable, and safe. And it's also about being physically present within your body. So doing anything that is going to help you to get in your body and to feel a connection with your body will help you to open and heal the root chakra. So practices like yoga, dancing is a huge, huge one for the root. Even just going for a walk, getting a massage, walking barefoot on the ground, or putting your hands on the earth even. I've literally done that before when I was feeling extremely unbalanced and unwell mentally. I went to a park and screamed and cried and just knelt down and put my hands and knees on the earth and just kind of felt myself grounding into the earth as a way to feel better. So obviously that's an extreme example, but any time that you need to feel grounded, like I said, literally getting connected to the ground is going to help with that. Yoga is enormously beneficial for, like I said, for the whole chakra system, but particularly for the root, because when we practice asana, when we practice the physical side of yoga, we are connecting ourselves with our body. So the first three chakras, the root, the sacral, and the solar plexus, are deeply you'll find deep benefit in healing those first three, the lower chakras, anytime you practice yoga, if you're doing it consciously and presently. It's also really important to just practice self-care. You know, I feel like this whole podcast is me advocating for self-care, but it's so important. When we're looking after ourselves, we obviously feel better. And if we're not looking after ourselves, we will quickly obviously feel depleted. And then when we feel depleted and stressed and out of balance and just awful, even if we try to help someone else, even if we try to do our part in contributing to society in a meaningful way, and, or, you know, maybe it's less grand than that, and maybe we're just trying to be looking out for our partner or our family or friends, if we're feeling shit and depleted and unworthy and like we haven't taken care of ourselves and we're run ragged and thin, then even if we try and look after someone else, it's going to end up making them feel worse and making us feel worse. So if we're not looking after ourselves, we are causing more damage to everyone around us, I believe. It goes back to our traumas and our relationship with our traumas. If we're, you know, going through life with a lot of open wounds, emotional wounding and trauma that we haven't addressed and that we haven't healed from, the way that we act and the way that we react to things and to people and to life is going to be rooted in those traumas, and it's going to often also replicate those traumas within other people's lives or re-traumatize ourselves by getting into those same situations again and again. And that's why a lot of us experience repetitive patterns of behavior, because we haven't broken that cycle of trauma. So that's just a dramatic way of saying really, really how important it is to practice self-care, whatever that looks like for you. It doesn't have to be bubble baths and buying yourself roses every day. Obviously, that's great, but your self-care might be journaling, it might be going for a walk in the sunshine, it might be meditating, it might be just making yourself a warm meal at the end of the day and letting yourself take a rest. It might be so many different things, but just make sure that you're doing something to take care of yourself, please, because we need you. We need you here and present and fully in your flow and doing all the amazing things that I know you're doing. All of you who are listening, you're all amazing. And, you know, just remember that no one can take care of you the way that you can take care of yourself, and that yourself needs you to take care of yourself, if that makes sense. So any kind of self-care is really crucial at this point, you know, especially the way the world is right now. If we're not taking care of ourselves, we're going to get really swept away with the chaos, and we're also going to, you know, probably feel physically unwell. Our immune system will be compromised. We're just going to have a shit time compared to if we actually just dedicate a little bit of time each day to making sure that we, on some level, on that base level of the root chakra of feeling grounded and safe and secure, are taken care of. So I'm going to leave it on that note. Make sure you take care of yourself in some way, and do it often and do it every day. Tell yourself that you love yourself. Use those affirmations. You know, you record yourself and play it over and over in your head if you want to really program them into the subconscious. And just know that you are taken care of, you are loved, and you are supported, and you have the power to bring balance to yourself, whether it's to your root chakra, whether it's to any of the chakras, or whether it's just to your overall mental and emotional well-being. You get to choose how you take care of yourself, but just make sure that you are in some way. And I'm sending you a massive ton of love and hugs, and here's to us balancing our root chakra and creating a better world, creating a more balanced and stable and peaceful place for us all to live in. I know we can do it. I love you so much, and I will talk to you very, very soon. Lots of love.
Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, I would love it if you could leave a review on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever else you heard this. To stay connected with me, head to bemovedyoga.com and sign up for my email list. I'm also bemovedyoga on Instagram. Catch up with you soon. Lots of love from Louise.